Today I would like to speak about two approaches in life. One material approach to our lives and a spiritual approach to our life.
Danas bih želio govoriti o dva pristupa životu. Jedan je duhovni pristup našem životu, a drugi je materijalni pristup.
I believe that this is important for those who are coming to visit our temple, and it is also very important for those who have taken to a spiritual path in all earnestness and seriousness.
Mislim da je ovo važno za sve one koji dolaze posjetiti naš hram, ali isto tako i za one koji su se posvetili duhovnom putu sa svom ozbiljnošću.
I have tried to give a little description about these two approaches in my book The Way of the Great Departure, where I compared life with one big river flowing peacefully through the country.
To sam opisao u svojoj knjizi Put velikog rastanka, gdje sam to opisao kao veliku rijeku koja mirno teče krajolikom.
There are two living entities living in this river.
Postoje dva živa bića koja žive u toj rijeci.
We have two approaches to the stream of life.
I koji imaju dva pristupa prema toku života.
The first is a type of insect who lives by holding fast to the little twigs and stones which are on the ground of the river.
Jedan od takvih su i insekti koji žive tako da su čvrsto priljubljeni uz kamenje ili grančice koje se nalaze na dnu rijeke.
Their life consists in attachment.
Njihov život sastoji se od vezanosti.
Not letting go.
U neotpuštanju.
And there is this one living entity amongst them, this one insect who just is so tired of just all the time resisting the stream of life that one day he decides to let go.
I ima jedno živobiće među njima koje je već toliko umorno od stalnog odupiranja toku života da se jednoga dana jednostavno odlučilo pustiti.
The others, they tell him, if you let go, the river whom you are worshipping so much will just take you and dash you against the stones and kill you against the rocks.
A drugi su mu rekli, ako to učiniš, ako se otpustiš, ta rijeka koju toliko obožavaš, jednostavno će te baciti u stijene i smrsnuti.
But this one person who wants to be free by trusting the river of life says, if I don't let go, if I don't move on, I will be killed, but from boredom.
A ta jedna osoba koja se željela pustiti toku života rekla je, ako se pustim, ako se ne otpustim, također ću umriti, ali ovaj put od dosade.
So, and he lets go.
I tako da se otpustio.
This was also someone who was starting to travel.
Ovo isto bio jedan netko koji je počeo svoje putovanje.
So he lets go, he flows with the river brings him towards a rock and everyone thinks, oh no, he will be killed, but in the last moment the river goes like this around the rocks and starts to flow with him towards the great ocean.
I tako se otpustio i u jednom trenu rijeka ga je povukla do kamenja i svi su pomislili, o ne, sada će ga, rijeka će ga sada otplaviti prema kamenju, ali ne, ona je skrenula tok i povela ga prema oceanu.
He's free now.
I sada je slobodan.
All the other living entities, the insects on the river say, oh look at him, He's free. He's the Messias who has come to liberate all of us. But he says, nonsense. I'm not more the Messias than each one of you also.
A sva druga živa bića koja su ga vidjela, rekla su, pa on je sad slobodan, on je Mesija. A on je rekao, ma ne, to su gluposti, nisam ništa više Mesija od svih vas ovdje.
So these are the two approaches to life.
To su dakle dva pristupa životu.
Most of us are holding on.
Većina nas se čvrsto drži.
To our own little plans.
Naših malih planova.
To our own little worries about life.
Naših malih briga o životu.
We are in our own little job which and our own little family which is like a small matchbox. So insignificant.
Mi smo svi u tom malom poslu, maloj obitelji, koja je poput kutije šibica, potpuno beznačajna.
This is the life of material manipulation.
To je život materijalne manipulacije.
And then there is the other life.
No, postoji i drugi život.
The life of surrender.
Život predavanja.
The life of letting go.
Život otpuštanja.
The life where we are moved by a force, the stream of life, which is a divine force.
Život u kojem nas pokreće sila, božanska sila.
Which is an intelligent force.
Koja je inteligentna sila.
Which will always bring us to the ocean of devotion.
Koja će nas uvijek dovesti do oceana predanosti.
So I want to talk today about these two approaches in life, and obviously I want to encourage you to take the life of surrender, the life of freedom.
Danas ću govoriti o ova dva pristupa životu i očito je da vas želimo hrabriti da se posvetite životu slobode.
Let us start with a simple question. Which is not really so simple. Who are we?
Krenimo od jednog jednostavnog pitanja, koje u stvari i nije baš tako jednostavno. Tko smo mi?
According to the ancient spiritual scriptures, each one of you looks entirely different than you look this evening.
Prema drevnim spisima, svatko od vas izgleda potpuno drugačije nego što vi izgledate večeras.
Imagine each one of you is entirely different from your body.
Zamislite, svatko od vas potpuno je različit od svojeg tijela.
That would mean that Dina Dayal is not his beautiful cutlets which he grows to impress the world around him.
To znači da Dina Dayal nisu lijepi zalisci koje pušta da raste kako bi zadivio svijet oko sebe.
He is not identical with the body.
On nije identičan sa svojim tijelom.
Let us go a little bit deeper.
Krenimo malo dublje.
Let us not laugh about Dina Dayal, because if we laugh about him, we have to laugh about us also.
Nemojmo se smijati o Dina Dayalu, zato jer ako se smijemo o njemu, morat ćemo se smijati i o sebi.
According to the Vedic scriptures, each one of us is very small. The size of 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair, the tip, not the length.
Prema drevnim vedskim spisima, mi smo jako mali. 10,000 dio vrha vlasi kose. Ne dužine kose, nego vrha vlasi kose.
This is a concept which is so absolutely revolutionary to the materialistic person.
To je shvaćanje koje je toliko revolucionarno za materialističku osobu.
He cannot imagine that he is so small and maybe even so insignificant.
Koje ne može shvatiti da je tako mala, pa možda čak i beznačajna.
That he has to puff himself up.
Da se mora napuhnuti.
Let's become bigger, he thinks.
Razmišlja, postanimo veći.
And then he creates on the basis of a wrong identification, the ego, a big imaginary world around himself.
I onda na temelju lažnog poistovjećenja ili ega stvara velik zamišljen svijet oko sebe.
First identification is with the body and the looks of the body.
Prvo poistovjećenje je sa izgledom tijela i sa tijelom.
But even more subtle is the identification with our mind, with our, you know, subtle existence.
A još suptilnije je poistovjećivanje sa umom, sa našom suptilnom, sa suptilnim postojanjem.
And we take on so many layers of identification around the soul, so that finally we look quite big and impressive.
I preuzimamo toliko slojeva poistovjećenja na dušu da na kraju izgledamo prilično veliki i impresivni.
I'm a man. I'm a woman.
Ja sam muškarac, ja sam žena.
I have a house.
Ja imam kuću.
A nature. A name.
Ime.
A profession.
Zanimanje.
Ja sam glumac.
Ja sam glumac.
Ja sam rock and roll star.
Ja sam rock and roll zvijezda.
I'm the son of a director.
Ja sam sin direktora.
I'm a dentist with many drilling instruments.
Ja sam zubar sa mnogo instrumenata za pušenje.
The soul builds many, many, many identifications around himself or herself.
Duša gradi oko sebe puno, puno poistovjećivanja.
And as a result, the soul lives in an inflated imaginary world.
I kao rezultat toga duša živi u napuhanom imaginarnom svijetu.
Spiritual life means the exact opposite.
Duhovni život znači potpunu suprotnost.
It means to become smaller.
To znači postati manji.
And smaller.
I manji.
And smaller.
I manji.
It means to take all these layers and walls of illusions down.
To znači jednostavno maknuti sve te zidove i slojeve iluzije.
Today I talked no a few days ago when I was in Germany, I talked to a man who had taken on a debt of 2 million euros.
Prije nekoliko dana u Njemačkoj sam prišao s čovjekom koji se zadužio za 2 milijuna eura.
He wanted to build a big career and a big possessions around himself.
Želio je izgraditi sebi veliku karijeru i okružiti se brojnim posjedima.
Because he wanted to impress the world around himself how puffed up and big he is.
Jer je želio zadiviti svijet oko sebe koliko je veliki i napuhan.
I told him about Saint Francis of Assisi.
Govorio sam o svetom Franji Asiškom.
Who went exactly the opposite way.
Koji je krenuo u potpuno suprotnom smjeru.
He was partying, you know, making parties with his friends.
On se zabavljao sa svojim prijateljima.
And it was late in the night one day when all of them, they were young aristocrats who were drunken with liquor or wine, and they were drunken with inflated concepts.
I oni su kasno i na večeri ti mladi aristokrate bili pijani od pića, ali isto tako i od svojih napuhanih svačanja.
And they were walking and singing through the town of Assisi.
I tako su hodali i pjevali gradom Assisom.
Lu 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 and so on. All and Francis was amongst them.
I također među njima bio je Franjo.
All of a sudden he stopped on the road.
I odjednom je samo zastao na putu.
What type of foolish life do I live?
Kakav samo budalast život ja živim.
What illusory role I'm playing?
Kakvu iluzornu ulogu igram.
I'm just making a fool out of myself amongst other fools.
Samo radim budalu od sebe među drugim budalama.
I'm a part of God.
Ja sam dio Boga.
At that moment he felt so much divine energy coming from the sky into his heart.
I u tom trenutku osjetio je toliku količinu božanske energije koja s neba silazila u njegovo srce.
He felt so much freedom.
I osjećao je toliku slobodu.
I don't have to run through the towns in the winter singing dululu dululu.
Ne moram trčati gradom po zimi pjevajući ovakve melodije.
I don't have to go to war to fight another town.
I ne moram odlaziti u rat da bi se borio s drugim gradom.
I don't have to be bored and pay taxes any longer.
Ne moram više plaćati poreze.
I am a part of God.
Ja sam dio Boga.
Next morning his father heard about it.
Sljedeće jutro njegov otac je saznao za to.
He said, my son, as long as you wear my cloth, you have to continue my life.
On je rekao, moj sine, sve dok nosiš moju odjeću, ti moraš nastaviti moj život.
Make money and be part of the rich aristocracy of Assisi.
Zarađuj novac i budi dio bogate aristokracije Asiza.
Don't talk about freedom from material life.
Nemoj govoriti o slobodi od materijalnog života.
Then Franciscus was so happy.
A Franjo bio tako sretan.
Otac! If you are attached to the cloth and the outside of your son, here's my cloth. And he became naked on the marketplace and gave the cloth back to his father.
Rekao mi, oče, ako si vezan za ovu odjeću svog sina, onda ti vraćam ovu odjeću i ostaje nasljed tržnice.
His father was shocked.
Njegov otac bio je zapanjen.
He was someone who wanted to become small.
On je bio netko tko je želio postati mal.
He wanted to take down these many, many clothes of illusions.
On je želio maknuti sve te slojeve iluzije.
The poet Surdas has made a song about this, becoming free from the illusions of material life.
Pjesnik Surdas napisao je pjesmu o oslobađanju od iluzija materijalnog života.
He says, O my Lord.
On je rekao, O moj gospodine.
For so long I have danced to the drum of my mind.
Toliko dugo sam plesao na bubanj svog uma.
I have been dressed in a dress of illusion.
Bio sam odjeven u odjeću iluzije.
I had a turban of greed around myself.
Oko sebe sam imao turban pohlepe.
My earrings were my desires to hear myself praised by ignorant fools.
Moje naušnice bile su moje želje da čujem kako me hvale budale u neznanju.
My Lord, so long I have danced to the drum of illusion.
Dragi moj gospodine, toliko dugo sam plesao na bubanj iluzije.
I have become still now.
Sada sam se smirio.
I have don't listen to that drum of the mind.
Ne slušam bubanj uma.
I will start a new life.
Započet ću nov život.
Like this, Surdas has said.
To je rekao Surdas.
So, when we hear in material and spiritual life give up these masks of illusion, we feel relief.
Kad u materijalnom i duhovnom životu čujemo da trebamo napustiti te maske iluzije, osjećamo olakšanje.
We feel encouraged.
Osjećamo se ohrabreno.
Prabhupada said, my spiritual master said, that the souls are unnecessarily, when they are in illusion, increasing the pages of material history.
Moj duhovni učitelj je Šila Prabhupada je rekao da, da duše kada su obavijene tim maskama, da one nepotrebno pišu stranice povijesti.
And he has spoken about Napoleon in this relationship.
I odnosno na to govorio je o Napoleonu.
Where is Napoleon now? Prabhupada has asked.
Prabhupada je pitao, pa gdje je Napoleon sada?
His name only gives trouble to the poor schoolboys who have to learn the boring French history.
Njegovo ime zadaje probleme samo jadnim, jadnoj školskoj djeci koje moraju učiti o njegovim ratovima u povijesti.
I don't know if you were such a school, but I had to learn Napoleon's boring French history.
Ne znam jeste li vi bili takva djeca, ja sam morao učiti o dosadnoj povijesti Napoleona u Francuskoj.
Napoleon created a lot of trouble to me.
Napoleon mi je zadao puno
problema. That's all he's good for now.
I to je za sve za što je sada dobar.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. So each one of us has a small Napoleon project.
Svatko od nas ima mali projekt Napoleona.
By the influence of our false ego, we increase the pages of material history.
Pod utjecajem svog lažnog ega, mi povećavamo broj stranica povijesti.
So a spiritual minded person says, no, I don't want to be part of this any longer.
No, osoba duhovne svjesnosti kaže, ne želi više biti dio toga.
With great relief, I give my false ego up in my material activities.
S velikim olakšanjem odustajem od svojeg ega i od svojih materijalnih aktivnosti.
I will become a small one now.
Sada ću postati malin.
1/10,000th the tip of the hair.
10,000 dio vrha vlasi kose.
But the materialist hears about this, he says, I can't stand this talk.
Kada materialista to čuje, kaže, ja ne mogu to slušati.
To become small?
Da postane malen.
To become bez šminka?
Da budem bez šminke.
Bez title?
Bez naslova.
Bez fame?
Bez slave.
Bez everything?
Bez svega.
I can't tolerate this.
Ne mogu to tolerirati.
Why this reaction?
Čemu takva reakcija?
See, often people in this world think humility means a low self-esteem.
Često ljudi ovog svijeta misle da poniznost znači nisko samopoštovanje.
And they know if I'm have a low self-esteem of myself, if I'm not, you know, if I'm not something, if I'm not impressing others, who am I then?
I razmišljaju, ako imam nisko samopoštovanje i ako nikoga ne zadivim, tko sam onda ja?
Most people were maybe not loved in their childhood.
Većina ljudi možda nije bila voljena u djetinjstvu.
Or if they were loved, they were loved conditionally.
Ili ako su bili voljeni, bili su voljeni uvjetno.
Maybe told them only if you bring good notes home, then you can get the pudding.
Možda im je otac rekao, ako samo ako doneseš dobro ocjene kući, možeš dobiti puding.
Maybe they came one day home and they had bad notes and the father said, you are not a member really of our highly successful family and I will only love you when you bring good notes home.
I onda kada bi došli sa lošim ocjenama, možda bi onda otac rekao, više nisi član ove visoko uspješne obitelji i bit ću zadovoljan samo ako dođeš sa dobrim ocjenama.
Or the friend said, only if you run 50 meters in 2 seconds, you can be our friend.
Ili bi prijatelji rekli, samo ako trčiš 50 metara u 2 sekunde, možeš biti naš prijatelj.
Yes. I remember in my friendship circle you need to spit the pit of a cherry for 7.50 meters, otherwise you were not allowed into our friendship circle.
Sjećam se u mom krugu prijatelja da smo morali baciti košticu trešnje 7.5 metara daleko, inače ne bismo bili primljeni u taj krug.
Hare Krishna. This is perhaps the experience of many poor conditioned souls.
To je možda iskustvo mnogih jadnih uvjetovanih duša.
And therefore we are afraid of humility.
I stoga se bojimo poniznosti.
We are afraid maybe I'm not loved.
Bojimo se, možda nisam voljen.
If I don't have big titles and big money or big charisma around myself. who will invite me to drink a glass of pivo with them.
Možda razmišljaju ako oko sebe nemam velik novac ili karizmu, pa tko će me pozvati da na pivo, da popijem pivo s njima.
Or even in the spiritual movement, if I do not distribute so many books a day, I will be on the last place. No one will give me the cake which the number one distributor gets.
Čak i u duhovnim pokretima možda mislimo ako ne podijelimo zadani broj knjiga, bit ćemo na posljednjem mjestu i nećemo dobiti kolač koji dobe oni koji su na prvom mjestu.
Now a devotee of Krishna is not afraid that he will not be loved.
Krishnin bhakta ne boji se toga da neće biti voljen.
When he knows, if I stop making arrangement and puffing myself up, I will be loved by Krishna more.
On zna da ako prestane praviti planove da sebe uzvisi, onda će ga Krishna još više voljeti.
God loves those who are free from false ego.
Bog voli one koji su slobodni od lažnog ega.
By the way, people also, it is once there was a question to the emperor of the world, what does one have to give up to become lovable?
Jednom su postavili pitanje caru svijeta, što osoba mora učiniti da bi ju voljeli?
The emperor Yudhishthira said, the false ego one has to give up to become lovable.
A car Yudhishthir je rekao da osoba mora napustiti lažni ego.
But my main point is, a devotee knows he's secure because he is loved by Krishna.
Ono što želim reći je da bhakta zna da je siguran zato što ga voli Krishna.
I want to tell you a story of the saint Tukaram.
Želio bih vam ispričati priču o svecu Tukaramu.
Who once asked God, am I really loved by you?
Koji je jednom upitao, Bože, da li me ti stvarno voliš?
See, he was a farmer and he came into a situation of drought, a drought for 7 years where he couldn't grow anything.
On je bio farmer i došlo je do suše koja je trajala 7 godina i tijekom kojeg razdoblja on nije mogao ništa uzgajati.
First his parents, I believe his mother died, and then his wife died, and then one of his sons died from hunger.
Najprije umrla njegova majka, zatim njegova žena i također mislim da jedan od sinova, oni su umrli od gladi.
Finally Tukaram started a movement of singing the holy names of Krishna, and with a little band of followers he moved from village to village, land to land, singing the names of Govinda and Hari.
I onda je Tukaram okupio oko sebe malu grupu i počeo je pjevati Krišna imena i putovao je od sela do sela, od zemlje do zemlje i pjevao imena Govinda i Harija.
And he started a big movement of singing the names of the Lord, and finally the drought disappeared.
I započeo je pokret pjevanja Gospodinovih imena i konačno je suša nestala.
By that time he had written about 7,000 songs about Krishna.
I u to vrijeme je napisao oko 7,000 pjesama o Krišni.
Many people sang those songs or read those songs like they do with holy scripture, so that this way his influence became very big.
Mnogi su ljudi čitali te pjesme ili su ih pjevali kao što se to radi i sa svetim spisima i tako je njegov utjecaj postao jako velik.
The priestly class didn't like Tukaram's popularity, which brought people away from them to his movement.
No, svećeničkoj klasi nije se sviđala Tukaramova popularnost, koja je odvodila njega od njih.
Very angry and enviously, they formed a board and took all the 7,000 poems and threw them in the river.
Jako ljuti i zavidni, oni su osnovali neko vijeće i zatim su uzeli tih 7,000 pjesama i bacili ih u rijeku.
Yes. And they said, if Tukaram's ungodly holy songs are holy, then these manuscripts should come from the bottom of the river up onto the surface of the river.
I onda su rekli, ako su ove bezbožne Tukaramove pjesme u stvari svete, onda će se ti spisi dići iz dna rijeke na površinu.
Tukaram was grief-stricken.
Tukaram je bio pun tuge.
He sat down on the bank of the river to fast until God would give him a sign.
Sjeo je na obalu rijeke da posti sve dok mu Bog ne da neki znak.
Either he would retrieve his manuscripts or Tukaram would die.
Ili će ponovno dobiti te svoje pjesme ili će Tukaram umrijeti.
For 13 days he fasted.
Postio je 13 dana.
He looked like these pictures of Buddha. Have you seen when he fasted? Every rib was visible.
Izgledao je poput onih slika Bude, ako ste ih vidjeli kad je on postio. Vidjelo mu se svako rebro.
Finally, after 13 days, a huge bunch of manuscripts came from the depths of the river. God said, and this was God's sign of showing, I accept your songs.
I konačno, nakon 13 dana, ta velika količina tih zapisa je izronila iz dna vode, iz dna rijeke, i to je bio Božji znak kojemu rekao, ja prihvaćam tvoje pjesme.
Krishna had given a visible evidence that he loved Tukaram, and as a result, the Brahmana priests had to admit, well, he is close to God.
I Krishna je dao vidljiv znak da voli Tukaramu, i onda su svećenici morali priznati da on blizan Bogu.
What is the evidence, though, I would like to ask you, that Krishna loves you?
No, želio bih vas pitati, koji je dokaz da Krishna voli vas?
Or let us ask it not so religiously.
Ili da ne postavimo to pitanje tako religijski.
What is the proof that God has any place in the life of Dinadayal?
Ili, ajmo reći, koji je dokaz da Bog ima bilo kakvo mjesto u životu Dinadayala?
Is Dinadayal talking with God?
Razgovara li Dinadayal s Bogom?
Has he seen him?
Je li ga vidio?
Is there any proof that Dinadayal is dear to God?
Postoji li ikakav dokaz da je Dinadayal drag Bogu?
Why Dinadayal?
Zašto Dinadayal?
Does any one of you have a proof that God is present in your life?
Ima li itko od vas dokaz da je Bog prisutan u vašem životu?
I'm not talking of some religious belief.
Ne govorim sad o nekom religijskom vjerovanju.
Have your lost manuscripts come up from the bottom of a river?
Jesu li se vaši izgubljeni zapisi podigli sa dna rijeke?
Have you seen God?
Jeste li vidjeli Boga?
Has he carried you from Croatia to India?
Je li vas odveo iz Hrvatske u Indiju?
Has he given any signs that he's there for you when you needed him?
Je li vam dao ikakav znak da je tu za vas kada ste ga trebali?
I believe we should ask these questions.
Ja vjerujem da moramo postaviti ta pitanja.
When you hear this verse which we have heard today, it seems there's no God.
Kad čujete ovaj stih koji smo danas pročitali, možete pomisliti da nema Boga.
All living entities are born into delusion.
Sva se živa bića rađaju u iluziji.
Bewildered by dualities arisen from likes and dislikes.
Zbunjena dvostranostima koje potiču od želje i mržnje.
This verse says, since the beginning of creation, all of us are intensely bewildered by ignorance.
Ovaj stih kaže da od samog početka stvaranja da smo svi mi duboko zbunjeni neznanjem.
Each one of us is totally an illusion, bewildered by his likes and dislikes, for instance, good looks.
Svatko od nas je u iluziji zbunjen svojim željom i mržnjom, kao recimo našim dobrim izgledom.
This psychological conditioning of every one of us is a continuation from our past life.
I ta psihološka uvjetovanost svakoga od vas, svakoga od nas, nastavak je iz prošlog života.
Each one of us is in unbreakable mental prisons, in other words. That's what the verse says.
Drugim riječima, ovaj stih govori, ova strofa govori da je svatko od nas u neslomljivom mentalnom zatvoru.
So the question is anyone capable of overcoming illusion and becoming a devotee? This is the question.
Dakle, pitanje je li itko sposoban nadići iluziju i postati bhakta?
Is there an evidence that we can become free?
Postoji li dokaz da možemo postati slobodni?
Or are we just condemned to chew our material history over and over again like a cow which chews grass?
Ili smo osuđeni da poput krave koja žvače travu i mi stalno iznova prožvakavamo svoju materijalnu povijest?
The Saint Baladev Vidyabhushana takes on this philosophical question and he gives an answer.
Sveti Baladev Vidyabhushana daje odgovor na to filozofsko pitanje.
He says, yes, there is an evidence of God's mercy to each one of us.
I on kaže, da, postoji dokaz o Božjoj milosti prema svakome od nas.
Listen very carefully.
Pažljivo slušajte.
Krishna comes through his servants into a conditioned soul's life.
Krishna dolazi u život uvjetovanih duša putem svojih sluga.
It says the servants of Vishnu wander about in this world to purify the living entities.
Rečeno je da Višnuovi sluge lutaju ovim svijetom kako bi pročistili uvjetovana živa bića.
When you meet such a devotee of the Lord, there will be two reactions in your heart.
Kada sretnete takvog gospodinovog baktu, u vašem srcu pojavit će se dvije stvari.
You will become firm in your in spiritual activities.
Postat ćete usredotočeni u svojim duhovnim aktivnostima.
And you will gain determination.
I steći ćete odlučnost.
So that you can become free from the delusion of dwell the delusion or the illusion.
Kako biste se mogli osloboditi iluzije?
This is our only evidence, really.
To je u stvari naš jedini dokaz.
This is something which some of us have experienced.
To je nešto što su neki od nas i iskusili.
Somewhere on our journey through the material cosmos, from body to body, life to life, we met a great soul.
Negdje na našem putovanju kroz materijalni kozmos iz tijela u tijelo, iz života u život, susreli smo veliku dušu.
And in his association something has happened in our heart.
I u njegovom društvu nešto se dogodilo u našem srcu.
We have taken to a spiritual practice.
Prihvatili smo duhovnu praksu.
And we have developed determination on our spiritual path.
I razvili smo odlučnost na svom duhovnom putu.
My dear devotees.
Dragi moji bhakte.
My dear friends.
Dragi moji prijatelji.
My dear skeptics.
I dragi moji skeptici.
This is the benefit, or this is the proof of Krishna's presence in somebody's life.
Evo dokaza o prisutnosti Krishna u nečijem životu.
He changes his ways.
On mijenja svoje puteve.
He develops a spiritual practice.
Razvija svoju duhovnu praksu.
Which he didn't have before.
Koju nije imao prije.
And he develops determination to come closer to Krishna.
I razvija odlučnost da se približi Krishni.
Yes. This is our evidence.
To je naš dokaz.
We are changed in our heart.
Mi smo se promijenili u svom srcu.
So Let us go back to the main point.
Vratimo se našoj glavnoj misli.
The main point was that spiritual life means to give up material puffed upness.
A ta je da duhovni život znači napustiti materijalnu napuhanost, umišljenost.
You know, these false identifications.
Ta lažna poistovjećivanja.
And it means to become materially small.
I znači postati materijalno malen.
To become humble.
Postati ponizan.
The more you go in this direction.
Što više idemo u tom smjeru.
There is another increase in your heart.
Dolazi do još jednog povećanja u vašem srcu.
There's an increase of love.
Povećanje ljubavi.
See, to become small materially has nothing to do with low self-esteem.
Postati mali materijalno nema nikakve veze s niskim samopoštovanjem.
The smaller you go materially, you bigger you become in the realm of love.
Što ste materijalno manji, to veći postajete u području ljubavi.
There's no limit how much you can go away from material illusion.
Ne postoje granice toga koliko se možete odmaknuti od materijalne iluzije.
And there is also no limit how much your love can grow.
Isto tako ne postoji granica rasta vaše ljubavi.
On the material way, there's always a limit how big you can become an illusion, because you have to die.
U materijalnom smislu uvijek postoji granica toga koliko možete postati veliki u iluziji, jer na kraju uvijek morate umrljeti.
So spiritual life invites us to this amazing journey to go away from material illusions and to enter the kingdom of love.
I duhovni život nas poziva na to nevjerojatno putovanje da napustimo materijalne iluzije i uđemo u kraljevstvo ljubavi.
For the end, I want to summarize what I have said by introducing you to my two main characters of this lecture, Hiranyakashipu and his saintly son, Prahlad Maharaj.
Na kraju bih želio ukratko sažeti sve ovo što smo večeras rekli, tako da vas uvedem u dva glavna lika našeg večerašnjeg predavanja, Hiranyakashipu i njegovog sina Prahlada Maharaja.
Hiranyakashipu is an example of someone who wanted to become big materially.
Hiranyakashipu je primjer osobe koja je željela postati velika u materijalnom smislu.
He was, you could say, an interstellar emperor.
Možemo reći da on bio međuplanetarni car.
His kingdom was so big. It was not just on planet Earth, it was also on other planets.
Njegovo kraljestvo bilo je tako veliko da se nije nalazilo samo na planetu Zemlji, već i na drugim planetima.
He drove Indra away from the heavenly planets and sat on his seat.
On je izgnao Indru sa rajskih planeta i sjeo na njegov tron.
And he had one plan. He wanted to manipulate the universe and create a reverse order.
I imao je jedan plan da poremeti red u svemiru.
He wanted to make that if you would do sinful activities, you would get good karma, and if you would do good activities, you would get bad karma. That was his project.
Njegov projekt je dakle bio da ako činite grešne aktivnosti dobit ćete dobru karmu, a ako činite dobre aktivnosti dobit ćete lošu karmu.
If you would be violent to others, kill others, rape others, abuse others, you would live very happily and very relieved from all worries.
Ako biste ubijali druge, zlostavljali druge, silovali druge, onda biste bili jako sretni i slobodni od svih briga.
And if you would be good, you know, and would make sacrifices, be honest, although you didn't like it, you would just suffer like a dog.
Ako biste bili dobri i radili razne žrtve, onda bi jednostavno patili poput psa.
He had become extremely powerful by magical activities.
Svojim čarobnim aktivnostima postoji iznimno moćan.
And it is described that even the forces of the universe feared him. I mean, the oceans would bring forth pearls and jewels to surrender to his lotus feet.
Rečeno je da su ga se bojale čak i sile svemira, da bi ocean donosio bisere do njega iz straha prema njemu.
He was such a demon.
Bio takav demon.
But he was at the same time so absolutely influential that no one could get him.
No, istovremeno je bio toliko utjecajan da mu nitko ništa nije mogao.
He only had one problem. That was his son Prahlad.
No, imao je samo jedan problem. To je bio njegov sin Prahlad.
Prahlad was a saint, the exact opposite of his father. He was a thorn in the flesh of Hiranyakashipu.
Prahlad je bio potpuna suprotnost svome ocu. On je bio poput trna u Hiranyakashipovom srcu.
One day they had a discussion. It started as a friendly discussion, but it became a conflict-laden discussion.
Jednog dana su imali malu raspravu koja je započela prijateljski, ali je kasnije postala prilično konfliktna.
Prahlad said his father, "Father, your whole worldview is based on the wrong fundament."
I Prahlad je rekao svom ocu, oče, čitav tvoj svjetonazor se temelji na krivim osnovama.
You think you are so strong.
Ti misliš da si jak.
But you are a slave to your senses and your mind.
No, ti si rob svojim osjetilima i svom umu.
Whenever your senses and your mind want something, you start to run and serve them.
Kad god tvoje osjetila nešto zažele, ti tržiš okolo i služiš ih.
You always think your enemies are outside and you need to make wars against them to conquer them.
Ti misliš da su tvoji neprijatelji van, izvan tebe i da se trebaš zavratiti s njima kako bi ih porazio.
But you have not seen your true enemy.
No nisi vidio svog pravog neprijatelja.
Your uncontrolled mind.
Svoj nekontrolirani um.
Just like this rich man from Germany who has now 2 million debts.
Poput bogataša iz Njemačke koji sada ima dug od 2 milijuna eura.
In the outside he looks very wealthy, he has a good car and everything.
Izvanjski izgleda prilično bogat, ima dobar auto i sve.
But inside he's so full with anxieties.
No iznutra je tako pun tjeskoba.
His life is so poor.
Njegov život je tako siromašan.
He cannot sleep.
Ne može spavati.
He has just become a slave to his mind and his senses.
Postaje rob svog uma i svojih osjetila.
My dear devotees, don't think you are above this person.
Dragi moji bhakte, nemojte misliti da ste vi iznad tih osoba.
Someone who has not controlled his mind and his senses is always a servant.
Onaj tko nije kontrolirao svoj um i svoje osjetila, uvijek je sluga.
I mean, this was too much for Hiranyakashipu to hear.
No, to je bilo previše za Hiranyakashipu.
He flared up in anger.
On je skočio od bijesa.
You say, I'm weak and you are strong because you control your mind and your senses.
Ti kažeš da sam ja slaba, ti da si jak jer kontroliraš um i osjetila.
You say I am without the protection of God and you are under the guidance of God.
Kažeš da sam ja bez zaštite Boga, a da si ti pod vodstvom Boga.
You say there's a supreme being whom you serve.
Kažeš da postoji vrhovno biće koje ti služiš.
Who is all pervading.
Koji je sve prožimajući.
Where is your supreme being?
Gdje je to tvoje vrhovno biće?
Is he in that pillar?
Je li on u tom stupu?
What would you say?
Što biste vi rekli?
Venugopal is Krishna in the pillar.
Venugopal, je li je Krishna u stupu?
Is he really everywhere?
Je li stvarno svuda?
Prahlad said, yes.
Prahlad je rekao da.
Nonsense, said Hiranyakashipu.
Glupost, rekao je Hiranja Kašipu.
I will now kill you.
Sada ću te ubiti.
I will take my sword and cut your head, your foolish talking head, from your shoulders and let me see if there's a God.
Uzet ću mač i odsjeći ću tvoju glavu koja tako smiješno govori i onda ćemo vidjeti gdje je tvoj Bog.
Look at this pillar.
Pogledaj ovaj stup.
There's no God inside.
Nema Boga u njemu.
And he took his fist and just went like, boom, attacked the pillar.
I svojim pesnicom je udario stup.
At this moment, a terrible sound came.
U tom trenutku začuo se užasan zvuk.
Hiranyakashipu looked. It was not possible for him to find out how this sound had come about.
Hiranyakashipu je gledao i nije mogao shvatiti odakle došao taj zvuk.
It was such a mystical sound, but it was so absolutely loud on the eardrums.
To je bio mističan zvuk, ali tako je bio glasan.
You know, like when we hear now a sound in this room, which where we have no explanation what it is, we would be shocked.
Kao da sad u ovoj sobi čujemo neki zvuk za koji nemamo objašnjenje odakle dolazi, bili bismo zapanjeni.
Imagine the situation, you are sleeping somewhere.
Zamislite se u situaciji da negdje spavate.
And then you all of a sudden hear a sound which you can't explain how did the sound come about.
I odjednom čujete zvuk čiji izvor ne možete objasniti.
The room is dark.
Soba je mračna.
And in your room there was this strange sound.
A u vašoj sobi se začuo taj čudan zvuk.
Will you be able to continue to sleep?
Biste li i dalje mogli spavati?
No, your intelligence will immediately think what could be the sound?
Ne, vaša inteligencija bi razmišljala, pa što bi mogao biti taj zvuk?
I once was in an old castle and there was such a strange sound.
Ja sam jednom bio u starom dvorcu i čuo se takav čudan zvuk.
And I couldn't continue to sleep because I thought maybe there is a lion under my bed.
I nisam mogao spavati jer sam mislio da je možda neki lav ispod mog kreveta.
Or even worse, maybe Frankenstein is in this castle.
Ili čak nešto gore, možda je Frankenstein u tom dvorcu.
And only when my mind had an explanation from where the sound came.
I tek kad je moj um našao objašnjenje za podrijetlo tog zvuka.
Oh, I thought it was my glasses which fell down. Then I could continue to sleep.
Ja razmišljao sam, to su moje naočale koje su pale i tek onda sam mogao nastaviti spavati.
Oh, this was a sound. I'm sorry, Prabhu. I will not do it again.
Neću ovo više ponavljati.
I understood. Oh, yes, okay. All right, no. Yes, now let's continue to sleep. No Frankenstein, no lion, it was just the glasses.
I onda sam shvatio, nije bio ni Frankenstein, ni lav, samo naočale.
But imagine there is a sound and you cannot explain what it is.
I zamislite da čujete zvuk, ali ne možete objasniti što je to.
And it was so loud that your eardrums had almost burst into biological fragments.
Bio je tako glasan da su se vaši bubnići skoro raspali u svoje biološke komadiće.
This is what happened when Hiranyakashipu beat the pillar.
To je ono što se dogodilo kad je Hiranyakashipu lupio po stupu.
He was afraid and he panicked.
Prestrašio se i počeo paničariti.
But he was on his Napoleon project.
No, imao je svoj projekt Napoleona.
He took his sword and said, whatever it was, now let us see if there is a God who will protect you.
I izvukao je svoj mač i rekao, što god da ovo je, vidimo sada ima li taj Bog koji će te zaštititi.
And to prove, Krishna wanted to prove that yes, he is all present, he came out of the pillar and protected Hiranyakashipu. protekreći Prahlad, his devotee.
I Krišna je želio pokazati da je sve prisutan i izašao iz stupa i zaštitio svog baktu Prahlada.
He took a most amazing form of a half man and half lion.
Poprimio je uistinu zadivljujući oblik polučovjeka, polulava.
And he battled with the demon.
I borio se s demonom.
And while they were fighting, this form, this manifestation of the Lord who was called Narsingadev was laughing so loud that Hiranyakashipu had to close his eyes. It was just too frightening.
I dok se borio, taj oblik gospodina Narisimhadev je se smio i to je bilo toliko zastrašujuće da je Hiranyakashipu morao zatvoriti svoje oči.
And finally he took the demon on his lap and just killed him.
I konačno je stavio demona u svoje krilo i jednostavno ga ubio.
He was so angry.
Bio je tako ljut.
The Lord was so angry that there was someone who just wanted to reverse the order of the universe.
Gospodin je bio tako ljut što je postojao netko tko je želio preokrenuti red u svemiru.
That there was someone who just had defied the, let me say it like this, who had attacked his dear devotee Prahlad.
Da je postojao netko tko je napao njegovog dragog baktu Prahladu.
The Lord was so absolutely angry that he was fuming.
Gospodin je bio toliko ljut da se pjenio.
In his anger he grew so big that he touched the sky with his head.
U svojoj ljutnji on je toliko narastao da je dotakao nebo sa svojom glavom.
The armies of the dead demon started to attack him, but he just went like wow, 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 ripped them all apart.
Vojske mrtvog demona počele su ga napadati, ali on ih je jednostavno sve rastrgao.
And then when all opposition was just conquered by him, he just was sitting on the throne and he was just fuming with divine anger.
I kada je uništio sve svoje protivnike, onda je sjeo na prijestolje i pjeneći se od božanske ljutnje.
He became so heavy that the whole Earth, planet Earth was coming out of its orbit. It started to move in a crazy way.
Postaje toliko težak da se čitav planet Zemlja pomjerao sa svoje orbite i počela planeta Zemlja se počela kretati u čudnom smjeru.
My dear devotees, just imagine the anger of God.
Dragi moji bakte, zamislite samo Božju ljutnju.
It was heavy.
Bila je teška.
All the rulers of the universe came to pray to him and calm him down, but he would just fume.
Svi vladari svemira su došli moliti mu se kako bi ga smirili, no on je jednostavno se dalje pjenio.
Finally, Brahma, the creator of the universe, said to Prahlad, "The Lord has taken this form to protect you. Now, you know, it's your turn to pacify him somehow. Otherwise, he will rip the whole universe apart."
Konačno je Brahma, stvoritelj svemira, došao Prahladi i rekao, gospodin se pojavio da bi te spasio, ti ga smiri, inače će uništiti cijeli svemir.
So Prahlad came forward. He paid his most humble obeisances.
I tako je Prahlad prišao i odao svoje najponiznije poštovanje.
But Lord Narsingadev was so loud.
Ali gospodin Narsimhadev bio je tako glasan.
And so big.
I tako velik.
And so angry.
I tako ljut.
Then all of a sudden he saw the little boy.
I onda je odjednom vidio tog malog dječaka.
And another mood came in his heart, the ecstasy of love.
I zatim se u njegovom srcu pojavilo drugo raspoloženje, blaženstvo ljubavi.
He took the little boy with tears of love on his lap.
I sa suzama u očima posio je tog malog dječaka na svoje krilo.
And he licked.
I polizao ga.
Prahlad felt ecstasy in his heart.
Prahlad je u svom srcu osjećao blaženstvo.
And then the Lord placed his hand on his head.
Zatim je gospodin stavio svoju ruku na njegovu glavu.
At the moment he placed the hand on the head of Prahlad, all fear went out of the heart of Prahlad.
I čim je stavio svoju ruku na njegovu glavu, sav strah je nestao iz Prahladovog srca.
It is said, when the Lord touches you, all fear goes away from you.
Rečeno je da kada vas gospodin dotakne, sav strah nestaje.
See, every person in this world acts out of fear.
Svaka osoba u ovom svijetu djeluje iz straha.
In the material world, fear is the motivating factor of all activities.
U materijalnom svijetu strah je motivacijski čimbenik svih aktivnosti.
Fear to not be loved by others.
Strah da nas drugi neće voljeti.
Fear to lose something.
Strah od gubitka nečega.
Ultimately, all this fear comes from one primordial fear, that's the fear of death.
No, svi ti strahovi u stvari potiču od jednog iskonskog straha, to je strah od smrti.
We spoke about two approaches to life.
Govorili smo o dva pristupa životu.
That is the struggle and manipulating of the false ego.
Znači borba i manipulacija lažnog ega.
Which is represented by Hiranyakashipu.
Kojeg predstavlja Hiranyakashipu.
Or the other approach to life is the surrender to Krishna, which is really represented by Prahlad Maharaj.
A drugi pristup u životu je pristup predavanja koji predstavlja Prahlad Maharaj.
Both approaches, the approach of surrender, where you look for shelter.
Dakle, oba pristupa, pristup predavanja u kojem tražimo utočište.
And the approach of manipulating your life, they are based on fear.
I pristup manipulacije našim životom temelje se na strahu.
Only a very advanced and pure soul will base his approach to life on love.
Samo jako napredne i čiste duše temeljit će svoj život na ljubavi.
In this world of fear and anxiety, this world of death, most people are motivated by fear.
U ovom strahu, u ovom svijetu straha i tiskobe, u svijetu smrti, većina ljudi motivirana je strahom.
So you have to decide, do you want to overcome your fear by manipulating a lot of things in your life, or do you want to overcome your fear by surrendering to Krishna?
I morate odlučiti hoćete li svoj strah nadići tako da manipulirate stvarima ovog svijeta ili ćete ga nadići tako da se predate Krišni.
Do you want to find shelter in this world by building your own shelter?
Želite li pronaći utočište u ovom svijetu tako da izgradite vlastito utočište?
Or do you want to find shelter in this world by looking for the shelter of Krishna?
Ili želite pronaći utočište u ovom svijetu tako da tražite utočište Krišne?
Do you want to be like the little insects, water insects, who just hold on and fight against the stream of stream?
Želite li biti poput onih insekata koji se čvrsto drže i bore se protiv struje?
Or do you want to trust into the stream of life, understanding it's all Krishna's arrangement?
Ili želite vjerovati struji života vjerujući kako je sve to dio Krišninog plana?
I have analyzed most of the devotees of Krishna, they still struggle on their own.
I analizirao sam većinu Krišninih bhakta i većina njih se još i dalje sama bori.
Most of us are still afraid.
Većina nas još se boji.
That if I surrender to Krishna, will everything be taken care of? Maybe I better make my own arrangements.
Ako se predam Krišni, hoće li sve biti u redu? Možda je bolje da ipak napravim neke svoje planove.
Most of us are still members of Hiranyakashipu.
Većina nas još su i dalje članovi stranke Hiranyakašipua.
Not so bad.
Nije to tak strašno.
We are very, very far on the this party, on the outside.
Mi smo jako daleko u toj stranci, negdje na samom rubu.
We are not in the middle of the party, you know, in the core of the party.
Mi smo baš u samoj jezgri te stranke.
But ultimately we are afraid, like Hiranyakashipu was afraid.
Ali zapravo se bojimo kao što se i Hiranyakashipu bojao.
I believe at the I have seen many, many devotees and I've heard how they died.
Čuo sam za mnoge bhakte kako su umrli.
And at that moment of their physical death, something wonderful happens.
I u tom trenutku njihove fizičke smrti nešto predivno se događa.
All of a sudden, in the moment where they need most help.
Odjednom, u trenutku kada im je potrebna najveća pomoć.
A change of perspective help comes.
Dolazi do promjene perspektive.
They understand medicine can't help me.
Svačaju, lijekovi mi ne mogu pomoći.
My friends can't help me.
Prijatelji mi ne mogu pomoći.
There's only one person who can help me.
Samo mi jedna osoba može pomoći.
Krishna.
Krishna.
And they turn to Krishna like this.
I onda se samo tako okrenu Krishna.
And they jump happily into death.
I sretno uskoče u smrt.
And while they jump, they find out there is no death.
I kada to čine, shvaćaju da ne postoji smrt.
It was all a lie.
Sve to bila laž.
There is no birth.
Ne postoji rođenje.
There is no old age.
Ne postoji starost.
There is no material illusion.
Ne postoji materijalna
iluzija. There is absolutely no, not one of these stories which we play.
Ne postoji ni jedna od ovih priča koje mi igramo.
There's only Krishna.
Postoji samo Krishna.
And the fact that I'm an eternal part of him.
I činjenica da smo mi njegov vječni dio.
At this moment when the illusion goes, they cry with happiness.
I u tom trenutku kada iluzija nestane, oni plaču od sreće.
They smile a little ashamed.
Smiješe se malo posramljeni.
Oh, I played so much in this illusion.
Toliko sam se uživio u tu iluziju.
And they just cry out that I can't believe this is true.
Jednostavno kažu, pa ne mogu vjerovati da je to istina.
This love and this beauty of God, is it true?
Ta ljubav i ljepota Boga u stvari je istinita.
And yes, it is true.
Da, istinita je.
You can make this experience also without dying a physical death.
To iskustvo možete imati bez proživljavanja fizičke smrti.
But some type of death you have to die if you want to make this experience.
No, morate proći određenu vrstu smrti da biste stekli takvo iskustvo.
It's the death of the attached ego.
To je smrt vezanog ega.
And you experience this when you become serious in your spiritual practice.
A to ćete doživjeti kada postanete ozbiljni u svojoj duhovnoj praksi.
For instance, when you chant Krishna's holy name.
Na primjer, kada izgovarate Krishna sveta imena.
There is a time where you have chanted maybe for 4 hours.
Postoje trenuci kada mantrate recimo 4 sata.
And all of a sudden your ego starts to scream in your heart. Ah, no, this is too much.
I odjednom vaš ego počinje vrištati u vašem srcu. Ne, to je previše.
We made a contract.
Imamo ugovor.
I'm listening to this mantra for 16 rounds or 1 hour and 52 minutes, not longer.
Napravili smo ugovor, dakle, slušam ovu mantru 16 krugova, odnosno 1 sat i 52 minute i ništa više od toga.
You are much too long now.
Malo si
You have broken our contract.
Prekršio si naš ugovor.
I don't want this any longer.
Ne želim to više.
Enough with this pious song.
Dosta više te pobožne pjesme.
Some entertainment, some variety.
Ajde malo zabave, neke raznolikosti.
If you continue to chant.
Nastavite pjevati, mantrati.
And say, budi dobar, budi dobar.
I kažete, budi dobar.
You will come to another side of reality.
I tada ćete doći na jednu drugu stranu realnosti.
And from the side of reality, you will look back at the life which was based on the ego.
I s te strane stvarnosti promatrat ćete ponovno taj život koji je bio temeljen
and
na ego.
And you will all of a sudden understand.
I odjednom ćete shvatiti.
I'm an eternal part of the Lord.
Ja sam vječni dio Boga.
I am not, there's no need for me to increase this troubled, worried, anxiety, fear-driven existence.
Nema potrebe da više živim u tom postojanju koje je puno tiskobe i straha i briga.
I want to invite you to make this experiment in your life.
Želim vas pozvati da u svom životu provedete takvo.
I want to invite you to become free.
Želim vas pozvati da postanete slobodni.
I want to invite you to trust Krishna.
Želim vas pozvati da vjerujete Krishni.
I want to invite you to give up your fear.
Želim vas pozvati da napustite svoj strah.
I want to invite you to tune into Krishna's plan.
Želim vas pozvati da se uskladite s Krišnim planom.
You will see the whole reality is waiting for you.
I vidjet ćete da čitava realnost čeka na vas.
Thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Hare Krishna. Two approaches to life.
Dva pristupa životu.
Both of them are because we look for shelter, permanent shelter.
Oboje su tu zato što tražimo trajno utočište.
There's the Hiranyakashipu way, the manipulation.
Postoji put Hiranyakashipua, dakle put manipulacije.
And there is also the Prahlad way, the way of surrender.
I put Prahlade, odnosno put predavanja.
Please make your choice.
Molim vas, izaberite.
My suggestion to you is that you start with small acts of surrender and increase them.
Moj vam je savjet da počnete sa malim činovima predavanja i da ih polako povećavate.
For instance, in this wonderful Zagreb temple.
Na primjer, u ovom prekrasnom zagrebačkom hramu.
You could take on a small service.
Možete preuzeti neku malu službu.
Which you just do for Krishna, for Gornitai.
Koju činite samo za Krishnu, za Gornitai.
Maybe cleaning.
Možda čišćenje.
That's how my life started. I continued to be in the material world, but I was cleaning the toilets once a week.
Tako sam ja započeo. Dalje sam živio u materijalnom svijetu, ali bih jedan put tjedno čistio zahode za Krišnu.
Then I went and played music with the Rolling Stones.
I onda bih otišao i svirao bih s Rolling Stonesima.
Then came my one toilet day.
A onda bi došao jedan moj dan za čišćenje.
I was enjoying it.
I uživao sam u tome.
I can get all satisfaction by cleaning the toilet. I felt this in my heart. It was a realistic experience.
I osjećao sam u svom srcu uistinu zadovoljstvo od čišćenja. To je bilo stvarno iskustvo.
Then I thought maybe I can do something more.
Onda sam razmišljao pa možda mogu učiniti još nešto.
Okay, I chant 3.5 rounds.
Dobro, mantram 3.5 kruga.
I had a reason why it had to be 3.5 and I won't tell it to you because it was so foolish.
Postoji razlog zašto su bila samo 3.5 kruga, ali vam ga neću reći jer je bio tako smiješan.
Then more and more.
A onda sve više i više.
And I found out that if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna takes care of you.
I saznao sam da ako se predate Krishni, Krishna će se pobrinuti za vas.
You meet the right people who just tell you what you need to know.
Sretnite prave ljude koji vam kažu baš ono što trebate znati.
It seems life becomes one flow in a river.
Život kao da postane jedan tok u rijeci.
And I'm now convinced that if I can just trust in Krishna and surrender to him more and more, I'm not a good devotee, so I'm still increasing my percentage, but I'm 100% convinced that, yeah, no anxiety is there.
Sada sam uvjeren da ako povećamo svoju vjeru i svoje predavanje Krišni, da se možemo osloboditi tjeskobe.
Because I have noticed one thing.
Jer primijetio sam jednu stvar.
If you sincerely want to please Krishna.
Ako iskreno želite zadovoljiti Krishnu.
Krishna somehow becomes very active in your life.
Krishna na neki način postane jako aktivan u vašem životu.
He says this, that in the degree someone surrenders unto him, he takes care of him.
Rekao je da u onoj mjeri u kojoj mu se netko predaje, u toj mjeri se on brine za takvu osobu.
So please increase your small acts of surrender. You will see this mystery.
Stoga vas molim, povećajte to svoje predavanje, dogodit će se nešto, to je misterija.
Krishna, now I have again talked so long. I'm very sorry, it's 9:30.
Jako mi je žao, 9:30 je.
Vreme. It's because we do the translation, everything takes double, that's the reason.
Razlike zbog prijevoda koji sve podvostručuje.
But I feel it's good to have this type of translation because our mother tongue is Croatian, so we should hear it in Croatian. Yeah.
Ali smatram da je prijevod važan zato što je naš materini jezik hrvatski i trebamo to čuti na hrvatskom.
Sometimes I'm thinking in my mind, if everything goes wrong in my life, I will just go to the Croatian university and take a course in Croatian, and then I will talk only in Croatian and stay in Croatia.
Ponekad razmišljam, ako bilo što krene krivo u mom životu, jednostavno ću otići na hrvatsko sveučilište, naučiti hrvatski i onda dalje pričati samo na hrvatskom.
Or I would try for a mixture. Hrvatski, bosnitski and srpski, or a cocktail.
Ili ću pokušati ovaj koktel bosanskog, hrvatskog i srpskog.
I will end here.
Ovdje ću završiti.
I feel a little ashamed that I took so long.
Malo se sramim što sam toliko odužio.
If you forget everything about this lecture, remember two things.
Ako zaboravite sve sa ovog predavanja, sjetite se dvije stvari.
There are two approaches to life.
Postoje dva pristupa životu.
The approach of manipulation and the approach of surrender.
Pristup manipulacije i pristup predavanja.
Take the second one.
Krenite drugim.
Learn it by small doses.
Naučite ga postepeno, polako.
So I will leave Croatia tomorrow morning early, and then the next time you will see I will again appear in the public is hopefully at this I think it will be at the Serbian summer camp.
Sutra rano ujutro odlazim iz Hrvatske i sljedeći puta ću govoriti u ovakvoj javnosti, mislim da na srpskom kampu.
Daidi Baksha has invited me, has told me, please come one day, two day to the Croatian summer camp, and if I find an UFO, I will try to do it, but I really have to now get all your full support to take time for the recovery in my life and also to develop these new programs of presenting Krishna consciousness in a very relevant and attractive way.
Da li Bakša Prabhu me zamolio da dođem barem na dan ili dva na hrvatski kamp, ali molim vas shvatite da mi je potreban oporavak i isto tako vrijeme da razmislim o nekim projektima koje imamo za širenje.
Okay. So, thank you all very much. I wish you a nice evening.
Svima vam puno hvala, želim vam ugodnu večer.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.